Seat regulation. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Here it comes.
Can Congress bring back legroom and seat space for airline passengers?
Yes. After the FAA refused to require more legroom, Congress is going to order it to try again.
There's bipartisan support in both chambers for the FAA to set new minimum seat sizes and prohibit the involuntary bumping of passengers who've already boarded.
Minimum seat sizes and no more yanking overbooked passengers off the plane. But wait a minute. What happened to deregulation? What happened to leaving the airlines free to innovate? I mean, they have found a way to let passengers experience what your foot feels like when you jam it into a hiking boot. Where else can you get that? And if you make all the seats comfortable, what would happen to first-class envy? What's the incentive to succeed in life? If airlines allowed everyone to maintain feeling in their legs, what's left to strive for? And what was that other rule they were considering?
And prohibit the involuntary bumping of passengers who've already boarded.
All right, the bumping rule. That's the other reason we like the narrow rows. For the airline to bump you, it pretty much requires the jaws of life to extract you. So call your congresspersons and tell them to stop blaming the seats. As the bumper sticker says, seats don't squeeze people. People squeeze people. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.